Why are you making that damn buggy face? The eyes are all arched. It's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like
it.
I don't like that little skip for the load time on my virus-infested laptop either. It's not good. It doesn't sound professional. I crave professionalism. Can't you tell, Allison, from the way I did show prep on the way in?
It was very deep.
And I didn't do it before that because I was busy playing Paper Mario in my boxers at 9 in the morning. And that we're doing this show on the day it's supposed to already be up and ready for my tens of fans to download.
Wow.
Can't you tell?
It was wild.
That it is not John P. for Papa Giorgio, it's John P. for Professionale.
Oh.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. The lovely Allison Frank is with me today.
Yay.
I'm not going to say you're talented and lovely, but you might get there today.
Oh, good.
Your first show earned rave reviews.
Wow.
And by that, I mean one of the three people that tweet me about the show tweeted me, and they said you're good. So fuck it. Let's go that route.
Oh, my.
You got the show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Please visit that. You can download the episodes that we put up, usually every Monday, every Thursday. We're going to get back to that schedule. I know I keep saying that. I feel like a drunk where you're just like, no, I swear, this is my last fuck up. Tomorrow I'm going to clean up and I'm going back to college in May.
Right.
Exactly.
Every May. Just like my mom starts her diet every Monday.
I'm starting to pay the child support. Cynthia will not be left in the lurch any longer. We're going to get it done, though. I promise. It will get back to where it was, that once proud institution. It's also got a bunch of my writing there and all the contact links if you want to get in touch with us, because we love advertisers.
We do.
I usually just get hit for, like, can we place something in context in an article? So you'll be reading, let's just say, a review. I'm going to bring this down. A review of, I don't know, Predators, the movie. And then right in the middle of a sentence, I'm supposed to put, click here for free chips to Big Chief's Tomahawk Casino.
Sounds
just
delicious.
Not even, I can't even write an article about it, because I'd be fine with writing an article like, I'm a whore, this will get me some money. No. I have to do it in context. They want the article that gets a ton of hits. And just in the middle, people will be like, what is this that looks like the web page has been hacked? Let me click it. Seems safe.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's like,
predators love chips.
It would be like if you had a food truck that was well respected in the community.
Okay.
And instead, you just spray painted the side like, free candy, come inside, kids, no molestation guarantee. And then drove around in that.
Learn to read.
Come the inside. Hard way.
Learn to read.
Who didn't learn their phonetics early enough? Now put it in my mouth. That's
wow.
That's a little mushroom-headed penis does when it enters a mouth.
I don't think so.
That
this is a voice of experience, because I'm not sure it makes any noise.
You're not going to trap me into a confession for a
you're
second week.
You're hoping it makes
so
noise.
No. Well, yeah. Noise is sexy. You
that's
don't
why everyone's
silence.
Got an iPhone with, you know, noise apps.
Little sound effects.
Yeah.
Will with his
ba-boom.
Little bleep sound effect. That's a good one. At Papa's Basement is the Twitter handle, and we're also facebook.com/Papa's Basement. But again, in papasbasement.com has the iTunes subscription link. So more than anything, go there and subscribe and rate us positively and spread the word. Please tell your friends.
Yes.
You guys out there who listen, I know you listen to the show because you don't have friends. It's just one schmeckle talking to another. We're like Al-Qaeda, you know, it's a bunch of sleeper cells, but socialize.
Yeah.
Tell people about the wonders of Allah. Then a couple weeks later, be like, blow yourself up in his name.
Aww.
You can. I think the people who are fans of this show are smooth enough where they can kind of get that in there. It's like, hey, did you see the football match? I'm sure she looks sexy under her burqa.
Wow.
So who wants to die in the name of something on Thursday?
Not good. They should just spread us around like cat periods.
Don't mention it wasn't cat period on the bed. It was cat poop. The kittens have diarrhea. My two kittens. Well, my mom's two kittens. I don't like people thinking that I'm like some fairy that goes out there and just buys kittens. Yes, 32-year-old single man. Kitten time!
He has a kitten mobile and learned to read. That was a voice.
Exactly. The cats go in the back of the molester mobile.
Mm.
That's how nice. That's how I get the ones who can read. And they're like, this is fishy. I'm like, maybe. You know what else is fishy? This soft kitty's breath. You want to pet him? Yes!
Predators love chips. See, we're
back they go. Yeah, so the cat got a little poo on your bed. Let's not act like it's World War III.
It wasn't.
You can just wipe it up. It's one of those weird hypoallergenic comforters. You can kind of just spray it with Windex, if I recall.
Well,
they're made out of a plastic. It's almost the same thing you'd put on a bed wetters.
Oh, that's nice. It's that semi-permeable membrane there.
Yeah, you can just wring it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No harm done.
What are you doing in there? Just some cat poop.
Are you coming to Will's show, by the way?
Speaking, I do not know. You said Sunday,
Guillermo,
correct?
It's this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
March 24th, that
And
would
what's going to happen? Is it a big show? Is it other bands? Or
it's
what?
At Empire. Mm-hmm. This is Will. If you've listened before, you know Will, my often co-host, my brother.
Correct.
He's the guitarist and songwriter for Grey Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y.
Right.
And they're on iTunes as well, so yep. Find their album and buy it. He's playing Empire on the 24th, which is Sunday.
And they just have t-shirts. They have t-shirts out.
They have t-shirts, yes, which are being modeled by scantily clad women, because apparently that plays in the rock community.
Really?
So I have heard.
Boobies.
I'll be going because Empire is right next to a Friendly's. And Friendly, I'd try to schedule, like, if there's a Friendly's within 15 miles.
That's nice.
Of where? What?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, when I travel, I don't like to get out of the car unless I see a McDonald's. I don't necessarily want to eat there.
Oh, McDonald's. You're stopping every 5 minutes. Don't be glib. Come on, Allison.
I'm just saying that
Friendly's is a rare treat.
Civilization.
Friendly's in the D.C. area, at least there aren't a lot left. I don't know what's going on, like, in Pennsylvania, Jersey, even Maryland, there might be more. But out here, it's kind of like seeing, I don't know, wild turkey. It's a rare sighting. You pull over, you're like, my God, look at that splendid beast. I thought you had expired from the face of this earth, but no.
I know. They're still around. Somebody said they went out, but we still have a
Friendly's
few.
Hangs in there. So I will be rocking with Will, but more importantly, I will be eating either a pastrami or a Reuben grilled sandwich. Maybe the barbecue chicken fingers with cheese sandwich. Not sure.
Do you have the entire menu?
About 35% of it. I have all the good items committed to memory. Those griller sandwiches are your real winners.
I had one at IHOP the other day. Their new griddle something.
I don't trust IHOP worth a damn.
Oh my
And this
gosh.
Sounds
it
like I'm
so
being
good.
Sponsored by Friendly's because I'm like, fuck IHOP, that garbage pail of a venue. No, I just hate IHOP.
We just
for real.
Lost the sponsor.
I hate it. I hate it.
It's so delicious. It was so I could make
the only
believer.
Thing IHOP does well. Pancakes are okay, and I defy you to fuck up pancakes.
Well, they're good.
Like you can actually get, you know, the how they, according to urban legend, made the school retards do the cooking in the back of the school. They can make pancakes just
maybe
fine.
You just don't have a good IHOP, you know?
Everything they touch turns to shit.
It
the
doesn't.
Only thing that's okay
You're
their,
talking about that comforter.
They're horse cock sized omelets. Those are okay.
Those are ginormous and they're delicious. Those
yes.
They're good also. Yeah.
They're made with what? 18 eggs, a pound of butter. I think that's how it gets its form initially. They just they make an egg pizza in terms of size, and then they just wrap 4 sticks of butter in the middle, let that melt inside, cut off the tip, fill in the stuffing.
They use the refrigerator like a shaker top. Just fill it. You know?
Just dump it all in.
Yeah.
I am psyched, though.
But Will and I went to the IHOP, and I went to go put the omelet in my Fitness Pal. I didn't finish the omelet, but I think it's like a thousand
calories. Oh, you wanted
calories.
To use one of those calorie counter apps. It, like, no bullshit. I'm really good at calorie guessing, which makes my overeating that much harder on me. Because I'm just like, why am I doing this to myself? Why you gotta be so good, ice cream? God.
That was like just
It's eggs. Gotta be at least 6 eggs alone, right?
You think? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I
That's
put it in
That's a lot
there.
Of volume. So
it
let's
said 900 and some calories for an
Is
I mean,
that
I...
all? Did you get a lighter one? I would peg them, no bullshit, at like 1,200 calories a pop. Because they're massive.
No, you can. You can. I mean, I had the vegetable one.
I was going to say, you must have had the veggie one, because easily one that has cheese and meat in it, just the shit mixed in is 600-700 calories.
Oh, it's crazy.
And you're talking 500-600 calories of eggs.
Yeah. But you leave full. So at least
I mean, for a time. That's the problem. Because whenever you eat so much, you're like, okay, I'm so full now, I will never have to eat again.
Yeah.
You're hungry again, and maybe instead of 1 hour, it's 3 hours.
That's when
hours.
You go for the pancakes that you brought
But then
home.
You're like, God damn it, really, body? Do you just never want me in shape?
It's like they bring it out in a wheelbarrow, and you're like, you forgot my hotcakes.
Just one of those spackle buckets. They line it with egg and fill it with
it's good.
Chili
like
and
it's...
cheese and onions.
I like it better than Denny's.
No.
We used to do Denny's
it goes
all
Friendly's,
the time.
Denny's, IHOP.
I like Friendly's the best.
Friendly's is the best.
Yeah.
It's got that ice cream. Although Fribbles suck. I had my first Fribble ever on Sunday after playing with my friend Brian's newborn.
Aww.
He invited me over and it was St. Patty's Day and he's Irish. And I don't think he's gotten to drink much because
so
of the baby.
Irish Fribble.
And I was like, hey, buddy, I know you enjoy the sauce a little, my Irish pal. I realize we're playing with Junior here.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get too sloshed, we can do that. And then is there anything you want me to bring over mm-hmm. so we can... you know, liven things up.
Yep.
And he said, well, to celebrate my Irish heritage, how about a sixer of Guinness? And that blossomed into another sixer of Guinness about an hour later when we saw it through the first. Because he poured one for himself. And I was like, I don't know if I should have one. I'm playing with baby. And then his lovely wife came downstairs and was like, I can hold the kid. You guys get drunk.
But what goes better with, you know, six of Guinness? Because afterwards you think,
little hey, Irish baby in your lap.
Well, that and some dairy. So maybe that's why your Fribble wasn't so delicious. I mean, are you going to just pile some dairy on some
when I When I checked out of Brian's house, and again, I love visiting Brian because there's a Friendly's nearby.
Yes.
You'll notice a pattern in my behaviors. I had an ex-girlfriend that lived next to a Friendly's.
Yep.
I have my brother's concert venue next to a Friendly's.
Gotcha.
I also have friends that live next to that Friendly's.
Hey, you know where that Gold's Gym is in Sterling?
Is it
next
to
a
Friendly's? That is where Brian lives.
Oh,
I know
is
that.
It?
Yes.
Oh.
He's out there. So on my way home, I might have picked up a grilled Reuben, might have killed the Fribble in the car, might have gotten home, not drunk, but a little buzzed to the point where I dropped half my sandwich on the floor and the cats started eating the meat. And rather than fight for my little sandwich and go, yeah, kittens, get out of here, filthy scavengers, I just sat there and fed them Reuben meat, which probably isn't so good. It's coated in that Thousand Island dressing and rife with onions. So if you're wondering why the cat shat on your bed a couple days later, I'm sure I did a little damage to their
Let's
works.
Let's not mention that to Maria.
No. Well,
because they could be bleeding from their
blood.
Butt.
She thought the little girl was having her period, and it isn't. It's the backside period.
Yeah, exactly. She could be bleeding internally from Friendly's meat. Just ripped through her inside.
It's not like they smear things up. It's just little butthole-sized dots whenever they've got the runs. It's like a stamp.
She's not menstruating. She's dying on the inside.
You know how people try to be cute and they do little animal paw print stamps? And it's like, look, he walked up the wall there. They don't do that. That's not what gets on an animal's paws in real life.
No.
You might have like half of a brown smeared paw, kind of like a murder scene.
Yep. Yeah, not good. So
I've been drinking a lot lately, actually.
Why?
Well, for good reasons. It isn't like I turned to the bottle in a time of need. I was drinking with Brian to celebrate his
Correct.
Firstborn. That's a huge thing.
Right.
And again, I wasn't holding the baby while drunk.
No.
Lest anyone try to take Brian's child away the instant we hit the sauce, his wife. The kid. We weren't allowed to just sit there and use his little soft spot as a coaster.
Aww.
They run a tight ship over there.
That's good.
But my friend Othello from the radio station.
Oh, wow.
He was back in town yesterday. So I went out again and I drank some more.
Sounds exciting.
Not much. 2.5 beers. I was drinking what was called mystery beer.
Why the
over
half?
At Whitlow's. Because an overzealous barback decided to take it upon himself to take my half-consumed raspberry something or other. It tasted like a malt liquor. It was like Mad Dog in a bottle, the third mystery beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first was like a Miller Black, I want to say. The second was them cleaning out their Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Gotcha.
And then the third had raspberries on it. And the first two, I was like, wow, I did okay for $3 a bottle.
So
especially a Sam Adams bottle for $3. I was like, shit, yeah.
So that was your juice for the day.
That was my bust.
One with
raspberries. Well, no, that was kind of the problem for like my ass busting later in the day is like I've been crushing the juice.
Yeah.
And booze strips me out enough. Just a couple are enough to kind of kill all my bacteria. But mixed with the juice,
I got
it
you.
Is a wind tunnel of fecal matter.
That's nice. So listen, is this a tap house or something that you went to or what?
It was Whitlow's. Mm. Whitlow's on Wilson.
Do they brew their own stuff there or no?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe they'd brag about having a micro brew or a craft brew or whatever. I've never gotten into that scene just because I'm cheap. Like, I'm sure your $10 a fucking pint beer is delicious, and I can float a quarter on the head of it. Yank, yank, yank. Give me the $2 Miller Lite bottle.
I gotcha.
I mean, you're not a big drinker. Do you go for quality when you do, or?
You know what? I noticed that when I was around a lot of wine drinkers,
mm-hmm.
that I've actually never liked wine, and it always makes my stomach feel squirrely, but I found when I've had some really good, expensive wine, that there really is a difference, and it's much smoother and cleaner.
Cheap
and
wine,
super delicious.
AKA anything I've ever stolen out of my parents' refrigerator when I was 15, tastes like battery acid.
Yeah, it's not good. And
the
shit
I would have
it.
At church filled with little bits of bread tasted sweeter.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's sharp. It's sour enough where I'd rather just drink hard liquor and get way fucked up.
Yeah.
But people say it has a great taste. I guess what you're saying, you just need to not be a cheapskate about the bottle.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's why, you know, you have it like special occasions. People don't. I mean, unless you're very wealthy, then you're going to have those types of bottles every day or you have.
Yeah, you know. I don't have good memories of wine. When I was a kid, that was always guaranteed to make me barf. Now, we would just steal entire bottles from like one friend's wine cellar that was very stocked.
Yeah,
I mean, his parents must have figured out what we had done and wanted to kill us. I'm sure we were chugging $30, $40 bottles of wine like after a belly full of salsa, and then all of it would come up a half hour later. And it's just one of those, don't care, drunk, don't care, shit-faced.
One year for communion, we used to, the church that I went to growing up, we would have communion.
You went to church growing up? How often?
Oh, all the time.
Is this why you're weird like me? Because church isn't my excuse. I just had a fucked up family.
No, but it's a good experience. But anyhow, one of the ladies was in charge of picking up the wine,
mm-hmm.
and she picked up Mad Dog 2020.
Class act. Was it the blue one? Berry Blast or whatever that flavor is called.
From the pastor, she never heard the end of it. She's like, well, who brought the Mad Dog to
the Jesus party? Who wouldn't want to get fucked up on fortified wine?
I was like, this is crazy.
I love it that they call it that, by the way. Fortified anything else is completely healthy, and it means they've enriched it with vitamins or extra fiber. Fortified wine, simply, it's going to strip your intestines, and you might hallucinate, even though you're not that drunk.
You could kill your husband and, you know, not go to jail for it.
That is why I drink, so I can get gay married, kill my husband, and then escape on that. Almost like the Twinkie defense, like that guy who killed Harvey Milk got out on.
I gotcha.
He said I was all hopped up on junk food, and that's why I killed Harvey. And he got something like 8 months or seconds probation for manslaughter.
Wow.
Even though he killed a human being in cold blood.
Well, it was
he ate Twinkies. Read up on that one. It's a fun one. Twinkie defense.
Wow. Delicious. I actually make Twinkies.
Oh, really?
But that doesn't sound good.
You're like Charlie from Always Sunny, who comes out with a baked pan of the Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, I make some good
that
Rice
joke
Krispie
went
treats.
Right over my head. And I watched it with a girl like 2 years after the fact. She's like, oh, that's funny. And I was like, why? She said, you don't bake Rice Krispie treats. I thought you did. I thought you needed the Rice Krispie dough.
I got you. Let it rise a
Put
little.
Put it in the pan. Exactly.
Yeah. But I
stick a thermometer to make sure the eggs were cooked.
It's not super funny because I actually do press it into a pan to make a nice Rice Krispie treat mold, and it's beautiful. It's
well,
glorious.
Everyone puts it in the pan. They don't just mix it up in a bowl
and then
hurl it on a plate.
You have sink Krispie treats.
Well, that would, I would never want to even involve the middleman. It would just be a bowl. Wooden spoon. I would let it harden around the wooden spoon, and then I'd pull it out like a big candy apple.
You have all these sores on your lips. People think you got herpes, and you're like, no, that's just marshmallow burns.
The Krispies bite back. But I was out in Arlington, the preppy, beautiful person place.
That's nice.
It
That's
was.
Good for you. Have a little culture.
It was.
With
I
your pals.
Even interacted briefly with a woman.
Wow. Let's hear about
yes.
that.
Oh, someone overheard my name on the license.
Mm-hmm.
Papa Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
Mellifluous it is.
That's nice.
And her friend asked, is that really your name? And I said, why would I start a fake tab under? No. I didn't get confrontational like that. You dopey bitch.
Yeah.
Why would you even think that? No, she was like, is that your real name? I said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she demanded to see my ID and I passed it over. And then her friend took a look and the friend started laughing because
wow.
the friend had some Guinea last name, like half of my name. The Greek name is longer, but the Guinea name can get there. A bunch of vowels as well. And the Guinea broad was hot. Tall mm-hmm. drink of water, brunette.
Nice.
That strong, defined jaw
nice.
I enjoy. The aristocratic appearance.
Is that right?
Yeah, you're thinking of all like the bum El Salvadorans I've stuck my cock in just because they had a big rack.
Oh, my.
I could enjoy a handsomely featured woman
well,
as well.
Well, if the rack is big enough, you can't really see the rest. So.
Oh, God.
So that's a good defense.
Thinking memories, thinking back to some lovely Guatemalan teats.
Oh, my.
Teats. So, yeah, that should have been like an end to a conversation, right? Because she's
yeah.
like, oh, my name is like Giorgio or just the yeah. second half of my name or some shit like that. I didn't know how to parlay that into
Why
anything.
Not?
I just kind of looked at her and I'm like, I haven't shaved my neck like in 3 days because that's my version of not shaving. I have a massive beard.
Why didn't you parlay that into
But
it?
When you see, I'm not good like that.
Why?
I don't know
just
how
Just throw
to,
it out there. You'd be surprised what you get.
Like I see a hot woman and I just want to pull out a wad of cash and start ticking it off and be like, how much is this going to take? Any health problems in the family that I can
It's not the way.
Alleviate.
You're a clever fellow.
I'm very clever when it comes to behind a mic or with friends or anything like that, but just bumping into a chick at a bar, especially
yeah.
when the extent of what I know about you is I want to fill your vagina with my penis.
You could try that. That's very straightforward.
I
would appreciate that.
I was thinking that, but it might come off as offensive. So what I'm going to do is just sketch it and then show her the sketch. Like Jackie Treehorn.
Oh, my.
In your Big Lebowski.
I got you.
It's going to look like I'm doing something very important. Like maybe I'll just look at her and I'll touch the pen to my lip. And I'll go,
Yeah.
Like I'm trying to capture the shading on her upper lip. Napoleon Dynamite
yes.
style. And then I'll just pass it to her, and it'll be a sketch of a man with a massive erection.
Mm.
And then I'll put my hand.
I'm just doubting your sketching abilities. I mean, if
oh,
I thought you.
Oh, they're fantastic. You think I can't draw a stick figure with a boner? You're sadly mistaken. Someone hasn't seen my 8th grade math book.
Well, you know.
And then I would take my fingertips, and I would just seductively, starting with the pinky, I would touch them. To the top of her ear, right where her hair is, and I just brush that behind her ear.
You need to get in your bookmobile.
And as I did that...
With your kittens.
I would say, the stick figure's me.
Bad.
Really, that wouldn't work.
No, I would scratch that one.
Fuck.
No.
What? You're a social butterfly.
That's true.
How do you do it? How do you enjoy people? Because I've discovered the secret to wanting to talk to strangers.
Yeah.
Two beers, I'll call them medicinal beers, like that, down
yeah.
the hatch. Like, I get in, I try not to even drink an hour before going to the bar, because
yeah.
I don't even want to pace myself.
Yeah.
I want that first beer to literally be a thirst thing.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I'm still a little thirsty.
I think you have to think to yourself a lot of times, what would really bother you? Like, really, really bother you? Like, when I was in London, I had a
gang rape?
No. And I had a friend of mine, and I wanted to take a picture of these two fountains, and the water was beautiful, but there was two Asians in all their...
Why is it just a race thing always?
They just were. And they were cluttering up the scene with their shopping...
Their Asian-ness?
Yes. And so I asked my friend, said, hey,
could you
ask them to step out of the way so I can take this photo? And he said, no way, that's rude. I said, but if you were there... And you were sitting there and someone said, hey, I'm trying to take a photo of these two fountains. Would you mind stepping out? He said, oh, no, sure. I would move out of the way. I wouldn't have a problem with it. And I think when you're going to talk to other people or approach other people, you think, hey, would that really bother you? And when other people strike up a conversation, a lot of times it's not annoying unless you're the creepy sweeping the
hair
behind
their ear.
Well, she
was there with her girlfriend, so that's always a little hard to break apart, I guess. I might have also noticed a wedding ring, to be honest. I'm not so sure on that. That's how I feel. That's how I feel, too.
You just
it's your job to be the faithful one, not mine.
Well, not only that, but even not talking about, you know, promoting infidelity or those kinds of things. That's really up to that
person.
We're
very into promoting that on Papa's Basement.
But I say, you know what? It's networking. It's still putting yourself out there. She could have a lovely friend, and she met this
That's
nice guy
thought.
At a bar. Yeah, absolutely.
See, because I'm good at...
You're a locksmith. You have a card. Do you have cards?
I do have cards.
You should bring them.
So I could give them my locksmith card.
Yeah.
And then I would touch my pinky right above their ear.
Leave your pinky out of it.
And then say, give me your address so I can break in and rape you.
Wow.
I've never done that, by the way. That's pure joke. I should probably put that out there, given I do make my living as a locksmith.
I mean.
Never even crossed my mind. How's that for moral?
I mean, maybe you could. I mean, can you put a ha-ha after it? I mean, just
I'll joking. Go up on the U. I'll go rape you with a smile. And they'll go, you kidder.
I'm just kidding. I would only come in to give you a tickle fight.
I would just masturbate over your sleeping prone form.
What's wrong with that? Oh, my. But you carry your card, you just shoot the breeze. I think when you put yourself in that other person's shoes, then you're not going to be so annoyed.
I don't think I'm that offensive. Like, I've gotten over when I was, like, 18.
Yeah.
I thought, like, if I walked up to a chick, and, like, girls used to approach me a lot when I was younger. Hell, I was in college, so it just happens.
Yeah.
And I would fucking almost run away like a school child.
Yeah.
Like, when a teacher walks by, you're just like, this isn't going to work. And you just sprint. Because Lord knows a teacher could never have anything good to want to do with you. And that's how I used to handle women. Now I'm like, look, I walk up and I don't talk like a retard. I understand that much. I just, for whatever reason, a lot of times I don't have much to talk about, it feels like. Because really the extent of what I want to say is, I know I don't dress well and I really got to lose a few, but I eat a mean puss.
Well,
I eat pussy with a knife and fork.
I would tell them that, too. That could be a panty dropper. Who knows?
And then my hand goes to their ear and brushes their hair.
The hand, you're going to have to settle that. You're going to have to put it in a holster and leave the hand out of it. No touching.
Am I going to have to get one of those like leashes you put the little
Touching's
kids on?
Very
just
bad.
Tie it to my waist?
I don't really like people who touch. So, I mean, you can say whatever you want. To me, that's not offensive.
What if you don't touch so much as just gently lay your cock across their thigh?
I mean,
and then it's gravity that did the work.
I mean, can you do a magician? Can you do a coin trick first? I mean,
just pure
eye
contact.
You're rolling all, you know,
unbroken eye contact, and finally they look down, and you just go, "Yeah," in an archer voice.
I don't know. I hope it's impressive.
All right, a hell of an impression you could get away with.
If you're
but all right, let's role play. Let's say you're like, John,
yeah,
your name is like mine. Tee-hee-hee. What should I say after that?
Give me
an example.
Your neighbor's like mine. I missed
your
it.
Name is like mine.
Oh,
or the last. Give me a little role play here.
You know, I get that a lot. I mean, you could go the.
That was funny. See, I'm very funny behind a mic, and like if I've known someone more than 5 minutes, I'm great with them. But a stranger, I just assume strangers have no sense of humor. For some reason.
I would.
And my sense of humor, let's be honest, is a little.
I mean, my sense of humor, too, is a bit caustic and abrasive.
Yeah.
But I just put it out there anyway. And whether they get it or they not. And that's kind of a nice barometer for whether you want to kind of things to progress. If they don't get it and you're always throwing joke bombs,
uh-huh.
Then you probably don't want their company, regardless of how maybe you just want to dip it in.
Agree to disagree on that last part.
No, what I'm saying,
but I see
maybe
where you're coming
you just
from.
Want to. Dip it in. I don't know. It gets annoying.
So then I tick off the dollar bills.
Yes. That's how you know.
Like, look, your kidneys are fine now, but the way you're drinking, young lady, sock this away for a rainy day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you just put it out there. I think it helps if you have your cards. I mean, that's nice. And
I really
you get
need
business
to start
or whatever.
That would be great.
I mean, it's not in a cheesy, pervy kind of way, you know?
I could do that. And then she'll be like, oh, is that your name as the president? I'll be like, yes, it is. I just printed this up.
I don't wear this crown for nothing.
Exactly.
El Presidente.
I didn't turn this BK crown inside out, spray paint it red, because I'm a jackass.
Well, you know, king for a day. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. And then they don't forget, and it's not creepy. You do have a business, and, you know, if they're locked out, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have people who network that way. I mean, I've had guys, almost every person that sold me a car, we've gone out, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're like, and that's how you got that Lexus for $2,800. Wow.
Yes, that's right.
Bit of a loosey-goosey here. Okay.
I didn't say we, you know.
Whatever works.
You don't slam
just hand
around.
Stuff.
But it's nice when they.
And then you're
know,
like, I hope you really did scotch guard the seats. I'm not paying for that.
You know, they call and they check up on you and say, you know, how's that car running, blah, blah, blah. When they don't really do that, you know.
I suppose. So. I'm a man, so people don't really talk to me after our business transactions are done.
But you're a locksmith, so these chicks can call and say, hey, I had a locksmith question.
Hey, you know. I've got a crazy boyfriend that threatened me. I get that call a lot, and See? That's where you really can't be predatory. Because they're just, I mean, like, crying. They're like, I had to kick him out. I caught him cheating.
Yikes.
And then what am I supposed to do?
Show
turn
up
to
in
them
your
and
cape
be like,
and nothing else.
Just a work belt. That's what I was thinking. Just a leather work belt. And a pouch with condoms and anal lube.
Actually, you should say, this is the only tool I need. Here it
I
is.
Know we broke your heart, but you don't also have to be out $100 for the service.
Absolutely.
Pro boner. And then I'd point to my cock.
Beautiful. Sounds romantic. Maybe you
it
bring
was.
Some candles.
It would be. There were some other interesting cases in the bar. I didn't actually talk to them whatsoever. But one girl was dressed very loudly. Mm. Like in an almost plaid pattern pajama yeah. pants, and then had a hat on like the singer from the Spin Doctors
nice.
In the Two Princes video.
This is not good.
Remember that in about 93 when the white guy singer thought it was cool to have like the lumberjack hat with the little tassel poofs hanging
good.
From the ears?
It's not good.
Any woman wearing that
dirty.
Desperately wanted to be fucked though, right? That was Jackie Martling's theory. Any woman in a crazy hat or a hat period. I forgot which. Mm. I forgot which Dr. Martling concluded, but...
I have a lot of hats. I hope it goes the right way.
He always said a woman wearing a hat looking to get fucked.
Really?
Looking to get fucked. I needed to get the little happening a second time, and I did, so I'm happy.
Oh, my. I don't know. I would have said something about that, too.
That was an easy open. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, I was just wearing this thing.
I was going to take it a little creepy, though. I was going to be like, let me wear your hat or I'll punch your nose in.
Oh, wow. That's bold.
I like it. Women like aggressive guys, right?
I guess, but we don't like punches in the face.
You're right.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, not me. That's not my
punch
stuff.
In the tit? Then I said tit, and it kind of gets the talk sexually charged as well.
No, I mean... My retort's always that, you know, when guys say that, they're like, well, how would you like it if, you know, I punched you in the boob? But it's never the same. You know, you can't compare getting punched in the boob to getting punched in the balls. You know,
you will never comprehend that agony.
No, I mean, I can't, but I asked someone.
I suppose,
you know,
childbirth is a dull roar of that over and over. But the way we can go from 0 to 60, you can never go from... Nothing to pregnant, dilating cervix, baby head popping out of it in
no,
the span
what
of
they
a second.
Say is that, you know, yeah, I get punched in the boob. My boob hurts. But when you get kicked in the balls, you're all over hurts. So
all over is an exaggeration, but it's your entire trunk, your torso. Like you get hit.
Yeah.
And it's like a large bell getting hit with a very heavy mallet.
Yeah.
Because it's a resonance thing.
Yeah.
Like for a split second, you're thinking, I can walk away from this.
Yeah,
it's
but don't you feel like
skin.
You're going to get sick and then your head gets
well,
hurt?
Well, it travels up.
Gonna, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then about 5 seconds later, you start to really feel sick in your stomach. Like if you get hit hard enough, yeah. you will start going,
yeah.
because you want to vomit. Yeah. And then it starts to be a pain in the throat.
Gotcha.
It stops short of the skull. But you
maybe
will
how
get,
hard we go. I don't
you
know.
Will get lit up. Oh, I mean, you can get hit hard enough where it pops right back in there. And you.
But you know what's funny? What guys do to their own balls. But yet.
Nothing akin to that.
But you do a ping. You know what I mean? Or something. And then they're
I
like,
I don't do anything to my balls. I don't even check them for cancer. I should probably get on that.
Haven't you seen like those penis puppeteers and things like that? You know, they're pulling their balls from behind and up their crack and over their head. They're wearing it like a helmet and a cape and they're a
first
bat.
Of all, I don't know what YouTube you go to, but no. Second of all, I think people can they know just how to touch their own genitals in a way it doesn't hurt. I mean, like, I've seen...
So you can work it like Silly Putty, but we can't.
Pretty much. It's the same way a girl can, like, finger herself rather furiously, and then a guy gets in there with his fucking unclipped nails, and he's 5 degrees off on the wrong angle. Next thing you know, you're getting a fucking roundhouse kick to the forehead.
Well, you know, you can't go in there
because
like...
Because you're gouging up the twat canal, as a doctor would call it.
You can't go in there like Wolverine. I mean,
that's pretty much what they're doing.
I don't know what guys you know.
Like Puxatawny Phil trying to get through a dam.
I've never had any Wolverines in there, so.
I've never had a complaint about, like, but I've never been the kind of guy who's just like, I always understood, like, you need to press things inside there. It wasn't just the act of, like, placing your fingers in there and then just rapidly removing it.
So you're in there working it like a speaking spell. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 boop.
I like to think of it as a telegraph. And I'm typing out, you gonna come, bitch, over and over.
Yeah.
And it works.
Well, as long as it works. Or they pretend like it works.
This is the same thing that like a girl can touch her nipple in an almost squeezy looking way while masturbating.
Right.
If porn's taught me anything. And they're loving it. But a guy gets in there, he's like, okay, just smashes their tits together like a bike horn. And they're like, fuck this, this hurts. Like a son of a bitch. Where's that charming fellow from the bar last night with that Greek last name I want to masturbate to?
Absolutely.
That's the sound it makes.
Who used his penis as a card holder, just like Allison told him to.
Speaking of classy girls.
Yes.
I want to talk about a story near and dear to my heart, near and dear to us geographically.
Okay.
Let me punch up my prep.
Okay.
I was trying to make the clicky clicky sound on the keyboard, but I thought it might actually like shut the computer down. So I just kind of bashed on the laptop.
I got you.
Which is what I did before the show, too, because it's a piece of shit.
I know.
And I'd say I want it to die, but I haven't gotten all of my porno off it yet. Stretchy, stretchy, stretchy.
Bad, bad.
Feels so good. That was a good stretch.
Was it?
It was.
Mm-hmm. Work that juice.
40 minutes of show down.
Gotcha.
15-ish to go.
I'm with you.
I know you are. I drove you here. You can't not be with me unless you feel like hoofing it.
Well, that and we're wearing the same pants. We're inside the same pair of pants.
Really?
Yeah.
Like one of those horse outfits?
Like, well, like a pair of fundies.
Oh, each of us is one leg. Like we're portraying an ogre in a school play.
No, in fundies, you're both, you have this opposite leg in each one and you're sandwiched in there.
That sounds hellacious.
Sounds very intimate.
Is this some sort of race they have at a picnic?
We should try it.
I don't like the sound of that.
Who has a company picnic coming up and they'd like to invite us?
I could.
Screw the three-legged race.
We're gonna... I run my own company. Do you want a Hercules picnic?
We're going to fundy this.
I'll get drunk. I'll see if the employee will hit on the president.
Oh, my.
Hello, you handsome devil.
Is that what happens?
That's how I talk to myself. All breathy into the mirror. An exotic dancer is suing a well-known D.C. strip club for $2 million, saying she was pressured into having sex with the club's general manager to keep her job.
Wow.
Yes. Let's look it up. The Stadium Club.
Mm.
I've never been.
Nope.
D.C. strip clubs are the pits.
I heard.
We will always do this segment. We do it every other show, and that's fine by me. She is... saying that the club's general manager, she was out with a couple of football players.
Right.
Guess they didn't want to say Redskins. Mm-hmm. Chance it's a Raven, but probably not. If you're in Baltimore, you are not going to D.C. for the Diddy Bars.
No. It's not happening.
No. I was trying to think of an analogy of something that you wouldn't want to do. And it's like, there's a whole wide world of things to come up with. Brain, you going to get me there? Allison was just puttering away. And I'm like,
sorry.
Don't have time. Don't have time.
So what's happening with this case?
She alleges during an after party that a couple of other dancers and some quote unquote football players of an unspecified team that plays with a racially insensitive name in the burgundy and gold, they went out for a smoke. In that time, the manager said, "Fuck me or I'll fire you."
Right.
And he got his nut on.
Mm.
Now, the story is bullshit for about 18 reasons.
Yeah.
But I'm going to point out a couple of them. I did an article on this on In Papa's Basement, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I love rehashing shit on the site. It's called Synergy.
I gotcha.
Another way to call it is two birds, one stone, one prep stone.
Gotcha.
So, first of all.
Yes.
Strippers strip fucking anywhere. Like, right. Some are club regulars. Most of them are dirty road warriors who last at one club only until they get kicked out for stealing shoes, coke fights, blowing another guy or blowing another girl's boyfriend,
right.
Stealing from the registers, whatever. Strippers are fuck-ups.
Right.
For the most part, they're subhuman.
Wow. I mean, for all you strippers
I mean, I know a
there.
Couple in my personal life, they're pieces of shit. They're garbage beings.
I'm sure there's a few going to school, you know?
I know some that went very far in school. They're still pieces of shit. I'm not saying education determines them being crap or not. They're just horrible beings.
I gotcha.
I think in some way you have to be fundamentally damaged to be okay with this.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I don't judge people, per se, who do it, in spite of what just came out of my mouth. And in theory, I don't think it's that fucked up for you to be like, I'm getting naked for money. It's right. just a great shortcut. That makes sense to me.
Right.
I'm a fucking tightwad supreme.
Right.
If you're like, I'll give you $400 to pull out your nutsack, I'd probably do it.
Yes. Or for free.
Yeah, you know, if I've had a couple.
That's right.
So if the night has to continue. But for whatever reason, the people who can actually pull that trigger are fucked in the head.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. It's almost never... Only the moms. It's really only the moms. Or they're just dumb moms who had 6 kids and they're backed into a corner.
Yeah.
I guess those are the only people. But if you're just single and it's like, I just wanted a shortcut. I just wanted to pass go and get my $200.
Yeah.
They're almost always nut jobs.
Yeah, they are pretty crazy.
So first of all, I wouldn't just trust a stripper accuser. Second of all, she's alleging he tried to fuck her during a smoke break.
Yeah.
Who thinks so little of their fucking skills that they're like, this is going to take between 60 and 90 seconds, including foreplay and cleanup. These guys can be smoking those little one-hit cigarettes from Romy and Michelle.
Who does that?
And it doesn't even matter. This will be done before you hear the door close. That smells fishy to me.
Yeah.
The fact that she wasn't just like, fuck you, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you can go anywhere. In D.C., you don't even have the ability to give lap dances. So you don't have regulars that you can milk for any real appreciable amount of cash.
Yeah.
Like I would assume a girl is a regular somewhere in West Virginia.
Yeah.
They're good for 5 lap dances a pop.
Right.
And suddenly she's $150 richer for it. What? You can't do anything in D.C. Maybe you can kind of B-girl it up and hustle them for drinks and the $20 champagne flute. You make 10 off it.
Yeah.
But D.C., you can fucking walk anywhere to dance. It really doesn't matter.
Well, so you think. So what does he say? I mean, does he?
He hasn't defended himself yet, but she's just laying out these accusations and wants $2 mil for it.
Really?
I guarantee you she's just a coked up piece of shit looking for a quick fix. This might shock you. Someone who wants to get naked and make a couple $100 for showing off their body for 10 minutes, probably into other get-rich-quick schemes.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying strippers haven't been harassed before. I'm sure it's the easiest thing on earth for these emotionally damaged women who get naked to have a boss who's like, you know what, suck my cock or you're out the door. But I'm just telling you the circumstances of like a D.C. strip club in that environment make it fucking fishy.
Yeah.
It would be like a customer telling me, hey, I'm not going to pay you the $80 it was to rekey my one lock unless you eat my asshole for a half hour. Well, I say, you know what? I got a ton of customers. I think I'm going to pass on that. There's a million different doors in this small town that need rekeying, sir. So that's my 2 cents on that. What is going through the pretty head of Allison Frank.
I mean, maybe she doesn't want to lose her client base. Maybe she's built a nice client base there. She goes somewhere else. I mean, she's got a nice steady role. She goes somewhere else, even if it's just 2 feet, 6 feet, however, you know, what is DC, like 4 miles? So, but she loses her client base. So that's a nice kind of nut she's got to eat, you know, money-wise.
I suppose.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe there's that. I mean, it just seems like a short period of time, but I haven't read the case. I don't really know all the ins and outs of it. But, I mean, it's likely that she's been harassed before, but, I mean, maybe why didn't she say something before? I mean, why is it just, hey, let's do it?
Don't worry. You're talking fine just because I'm texting during this. don't trail off. You're doing okay.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, why doesn't she just say, you know, yeah, no thanks. I mean, like, I'm sure that's something that they get asked all the time.
I appreciate the offer of dick.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to decline.
Yeah, no thank you. Even though your business card
they could have done role play the
nicely.
Way that I picked up that girl yeah. in the bar role play wise.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Something doesn't add up on it. That's all I'm telling you. Even if she has a million clients that come in, she's probably passed her number or like a fake Facebook profile to a bunch of them and can just be like, I'm over at Archibald's now. I'm over at the Royal Palace, Club 1819, Camelot, I can go on.
Yeah, but maybe, I mean, maybe they have a different structure and all that. Then you have a whole
You're
bunch
right. Different
new...
pay incentives.
You have a different group of catty girls. Maybe she was the queen bee there. Maybe everyone feared
You might be
her.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. Her name was, shit, let me look it up.
I'm sure it still is, whatever her name is.
No, she's changed it since. Talania Clements.
Wow.
Now, not to play the race card, because we all know Papa's basement's colorblind. That's a black chick, right?
I don't think so.
Talania?
My name. That could be my middle name.
I'm going to let you in on something. This is kind of sad. Well, I was going to say, I got the order on this wrong. First, I'm going to say, DC's a black city. That's not so sad. Black dudes almost without fail fucking hate black strippers.
Wow.
Like the people I know in the industry,
yeah,
who have black friends, they fucking hate it. The like night after night is just watching black dudes go for Spanish broads, white broads, Asian broads, everything but black chicks.
Yeah, but weren't we talking about this before? Aren't they the black chicks the ones who really put on the show? So
absolutely. So. They're the only ones I would call actual dancers.
Yeah. So.
And it still doesn't matter. I think that's the real lesson to learn here. If you're black, work as hard as you want. Life can still suck, and I'm sorry.
You're still eating government cheese.
Oh, that was just too far.
Oh, my.
Gonna need a preemptive apology before the NAACP pickets this show, and I lose my sponsors, and I'm back to living at home with my mom.
Oh, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Hellacious. Who could stomach that at this age?
I don't know. I hope the cat doesn't poop on your bed.
Dink! That was the sound of me winking into the microphone.
Oh, mom.
Yeah, black chicks get like a couple of white dudes are just kind of curious.
Yeah.
That's about it. I don't know. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them in the stripper world.
I mean, they pick it, they choose it. I think they like entertaining or music or whatever. So maybe
really?
they feel like performers.
They love the rhythms, the jungle rhythms. They can't help themselves.
They hear
that beat and their clothing must come off.
I got to get out of this rabbit hole.
Really? Come on, Allison.
I don't know.
Come on. Don't you have a biracial niece? Come on.
So am I.
We got a couple things left that we can do.
Okay.
We call them stories, and by do, I mean talk about in a perfunctory manner for 60 to 90 seconds. We've got one of the Mad Men getting married, and we've got a lady fired for selling Girl Scout cookies. Pick the order.
I'm going to do the Girl Scout cookies. I mean,
I like your decisiveness there. You gave a shit, and you attacked.
Okay.
All right. Clicking.
Sounds ridiculous. Like she was trying.
Someone broke in and did that into the microphone. It was grossly unprofessional.
That was pretty nasty, Martha.
A DC mother said she was shocked when her employer, Bon Appetit at American University, fired her for selling her daughter's Girl Scout cookies at work.
Mm.
She's a single mom of two. Her name's Tracy Lewis. And apparently she had a little stand set up next to the register. She claims she didn't pimp them out at all. But if people saw them and they were like...
But Bon Appetit is like a bakery or something?
I would assume it's something to that effect.
Oh, well, then that's not very good. You can't just work at a bakery and be like, I made these Rice Krispie treats. I baked them myself.
Yeah, that's kind of single mom of two, no warning. They're just like, get the fuck out. And she's like, you know, I could understand this had I been given any warning.
I mean,
I'm kind of like in your boat, though, especially maybe if it was a different style of eatery. Would that make it better to you? Like if it was a lunch place and it was like, I want cookies with my sandwich.
I don't know that you can sell them. I mean, if people are coming to a bakery for baked goods and then you're shelling out your daughter's Girl Scout cookies with boxes of them there. But if it was a different, I don't know the situation, if that's really what it was. Or if she was just, you know, brought in the little slip and she's having other employees, you know what I mean, her peers.
Well, there's no way the way she's describing it, it didn't hit their bottom line. Because even if they're just selling a dessert option, do you want their shitty one chocolate chip cookie for 99 cents? Or do you want a box of
for
cookies?
Yeah. No, I know. I think that that's... I don't know that she should have been canned. She probably could have just said, hey, pack it up.
Like, what if you were a nurse at a plastic surgeon's office?
Yeah.
And you just set up a little sign in the corner that said, we'll shove caulk, industrial grade caulk in your lips, tits and ass for $15.
No, I don't.
In my Hugo.
I don't think that's the same analogy. But if you were the skin specialist, if you did dermabrasion and all that, and you think, hey, I have this kit at home, take my card, and I'll come and do it for $15. You know what I mean? Again, I don't know that they could be canned if they're a good employee.
I think if it's a bakery, they gotta fucking go. If it isn't, if it didn't have a dessert option,
yeah.
Like it's a Chinese restaurant and it's just like, hey, you want cookies on top of that?
Yeah, but a customer like you comes in for a pizza and you're like, what? Cookies?
Cookies?
Oh, bucket.
I'll show you how to make a pizza. And then you just mash them into a circle and snort them. That's how I eat cookies.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah, you can't really do that. I mean, if it was a sheet and they don't actually get the goods on the spot.
Like, no, this was like a fucking stand with the cookies right there. Tangible, delicious cookies.
I think they should have just made her wrap up the thing. I mean, if obviously she's a mom, she has kids, she needs her job and, you know, work is tough. But, I mean, maybe she was a poor employee anyway. Who knows?
Just looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Let's do our last news item.
Okay.
I believe the name is Pete Campbell for the character. Mm. His real name is Vincent Kartheiser. But, Pete Campbell, he's married to, or engaged to, Alexis Bledel. Is that how we pronounce it?
I'm not sure.
Bledel, it looks like. She was the younger Gilmore Girl.
Oh, that's why.
I don't know which one's Lorelai and which one's Rosemary. I never saw an episode.
This story doesn't appeal to me. Is there something good about it?
No, I just wanted to show you pictures of her. She's very attractive, but she has a massive five head, apparently. That's why. Look at those bangs. You're a girl.
Yeah.
Looking at those bangs. Are those five head concealers?
Probably.
And he's losing his hair just in that straight back way. So he's got man five head.
Well, so?
Is that a five head? If your original hairline was that of a forehead, but you've lost it, do you get sent into five headhood, or are you grandfathered into normal person land?
It just depends. I mean, that's
he's just not a good looking dude, and she's cute. I mean, she's not like a Hollywood 10 or some shit, but
no. I mean, from here it looks like she's got weird eyes.
She's got a bit of an alien face, but I mean, she's a bitchin' body. She undressed on the show for one scene, and you're like, I want to pull off those tan fucking bomber nylons, whatever the hell they wore back in like 62.
Oh my. I mean,
and
that's
bang
nice.
Her.
That's nice. They found love.
They're engaged. Yeah, he bangs her. She's another dude's wife on the show, and he bangs her and they cheat. And she's a fucking manic depressive, so she gets shock treatment. Oh. And then she doesn't remember the sex.
I saw a movie like that. That's a side effect.
I've lived that.
Nice.
I'm not joking.
Yeah, we talked about that too before. You gotta love that though. I mean,
yeah, well, considering the session didn't go all that well, and then she's like, wait, we did? I'm like, yeah, I banged the shit out of you. knocked your bowels loose, honey. You marked up that bed like my kittens do.
Aw, the end. Yeah.
That's how you do it. Hold on. Let's boot up the outro music.
All right.
It's just Pete's ugly. He raped a bitch on that show.
He's not my favorite.
I love how some character, like as long as the actor is associated really with just one character and they do something dastardly as that one character, you're like, that fucker did it in real life. Like, I look at Pete. I don't know him from anything else. So to me, whoever that actor is, he's fucking Pete Campbell.
Yeah.
The racist. Or I'm sorry, the rapist.
He's a racist rapist.
Exactly. He only raped white women. It's some like German nanny who came over. And he's like, I got this dress cleaned for you.
Oh, my.
Show me your blossom. I'm going to pluck it.
Oh, my.
He was a piece of shit. At Pete Campbell. He's a sketchbox.
I don't know anything about him, really.
You watch Mad Men, right?
Yeah, I only watched like the first couple seasons.
He wasn't a rapist yet. He hadn't graduated to rapracy yet. Well, Allison, thank you for coming in.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to another amazing Papa's Basement. Really, is there any other kind?
No.
Please spread the word about the show. I don't encourage people to do that enough. I know like you hear something you like. If you're listening now and you're like, fuck it, I enjoy this. I don't really need to share it. I'm small enough where you have to share it. I don't get traction otherwise. You send your parents to inpapasbasement.com.
That's right.
Your brothers, your sisters, your daughters, your goldfish. I don't care.
Absolutely.
All of them. Inpapasbasement.com. And you say you buy an iPhone, goddamn you. And you download iTunes and you subscribe to that podcast.
All right.
Yes.
Will do.
I'm John Papagiorgio. You want to get a hold of me for any reason, please be advertising. Please be a good job. Save me from this hell. It's at Papa's Basement on Twitter. InPapa'sBasement@gmail.com is the email address. And we have Facebook.com/Papa's Basement just to have a Facebook presence for the sake of that. Let's not try to polish a turd there on that one. I guess that's it. Till the next episode. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way.